وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his movement and his revolution and how it is related to human rights. So we started looking at Imam Hussein's revolution from the beginning, and we go to the part where Imam Hussein decided to leave Mecca towards Iraq. Now, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam is leaving Mecca towards Iraq, halfway, Yazid sent an army of 1,000 with by the command of Al-Hurb bin Yazid al-Riyahi to intercept Imam Hussein from reaching Kufa or reaching Iraq. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he himself was very well equipped in terms of having water, having everything. They were, you know, they have their affairs in order. That 1,000 people, this army that was meant to intercept Imam Hussein, they weren't that prepared, and they had to go through the desert, and they had lack of water. By the time they got to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they were extremely thirsty to the point of dying of thirst, them and their horses, their mules. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he could have used that for his advantage. He could have made them die out of thirst, and they will not be able to harm him or his family or intercept him from reaching his destination. He could have easily done that, and he could have justified it as well. He said, well, they're my enemies. They're here to kill me. So I have the right to defend myself, and I have the right not to give them water. But here's what Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. He fed every one of them water. He crunched the thirst. Not just them, but even their horses. To such an extent that he used to feed some of the horses with his own bare holy hands. That one person came very late and he was extremely thirsty. And the Imam fed him water himself, and he fed his horse water himself. That same person on the battlefield on the 10th of Ashura, when Imam Hussein was asking them for water, this same person who Imam Hussein gave water to him and to his horse, he said to Imam Hussein, you will not drink water until you die of thirst. Anyway, let's not jump ahead of ourselves. The idea here is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he looked at this situation as a human right situation, a humanitarian case. Now you have people who are thirsty, you have animals which are thirsty. Are you going to deprive them of water, or are you going to give them water? Basically, if we can make it simple, are you going to allow them to live or make them die? And Imam Hussein alayhi salam made the call to make them live. This is, if we can call it the least, is an act of kindness towards your fellow human beings, not even your fellow Muslims or your fellow family or friends or whatever. Just towards human beings, it's an act of kindness. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in this act, he exercised his right to human rights and gave them water and gave them life. Even though the same people have deprived him of the same thing 10 days later or 20 days later or whatever it took them to get to Karbala. Now, Before I continue this, let's take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were saying that Imam Hussein alayhi salam done an act of kindness and he exercised the best of human rights by crunching the thirst of his enemy and their horses. What can we learn from this? We can learn so much from this action. Sometimes we can learn from it when it comes to us as believing men and women with one another, and with our foes and with our enemies. Now, me and you, sometimes we get into problems and arguments and fights and this and that, and we become like such enemies to the extent that we refuse to talk to one another, or to the extent that we see in some countries, some Muslim countries, sadly, they literally kill one another over an argument or over something very stupid. We do not exercise the right of kindness towards one another. Me and you as human beings, I have a duty towards you as much as you have a duty towards me. I need to be kind and merciful to you, and you need to be kind and merciful to me. And under no circumstance should I try to plot and try to kill you, nor should you do the same. Now, if we learn anything from Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this trip of his, is that act, that between ourselves, sometimes from the same school of thought or from the same religion, we need to exercise love, peace, and mercy with one another. And we need to put our differences aside because we're on the same team. I do wrong by you, you forgive me. You do wrong by me, I forgive you. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when it comes to the one house, right? In the same community. When it comes to our enemies, it's the same thing as well. Imam Ali alayhi salam, if you guys remember, we spoke about this in many episodes, that he said people are of two kinds, either brother in faith or equal in humanity. Our foes and our enemies, they are still equal in humanity. Now, obviously, when it comes to the art of war, and you know, dealing with your enemies, obviously there are specific conditions, but generally speaking, we are meant to be merciful and kind to them when they are at a point of weakness, at a point where they can't do much, and when they're trying to die. We have the duty to save the lives of people, not take it. Now, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to go to war, he used to tell people, do not attack anyone who's injured. Do not attack anyone who's running away. Do not even take prisoners. Try to show mercy, love, and compassion towards people. That's just their basic rights that I have to give, as much as they have to give to me. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he exercised the notion of kindness at its best. When he's trying to picture Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he himself and his companions are trying to quench the thirst of their enemies who are loaded with weapons and swords and arrows and spears and just ready to kill them and shed their blood. And you see these people, Imam Hussein and his companions, they were wearing their normal clothes with no armor and just peacefully trying to quench their thirst. It's a picture that really moves a human being and makes him wonder, like, what do I stand in terms of this human rights? Do I want to kill people? Do I want to save people? So let us learn from this message of kindness of Imam Hussein alayhi salam when it comes to human rights and our fellow human beings. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.